Recorded Books presents You Will Find Your People, How to Make Meaningful Friendships as an Adult by Lane Moore, narrated by the author. At the end of this program, you'll find bonus content from Lane Moore, letters I wish I could write my friends. And now, You Will Find Your People.
This book is for anyone who hasn't found their people yet in the ways they'd always hoped for. May this be a guide for you to figure out who you are and who you need so you can finally have the chosen family we all deserve. This book is dedicated to Lights, who, despite being 8 pounds and a dog, taught me what real friendship looks like. How to Make Friends. Ilana. Dude, I would follow you into hell, brother. Abby. I would take you on my shoulders, like I'd strap you up, and I'd be like, let's go to hell. Broad City. I really thought I'd have friends by now. Don't get me wrong. I have people I talk to who I really like. I have people I laugh with and see once every 6 months. People who text me and say, we should do something soon. And we might even make plans. But then we hope the other will cancel because we're both tired. I have those, yes. But I really thought I'd have friends by now, in the way I understood friendship to mean as a child. My earliest memories from childhood are watching, in awe, the depictions of tight-knit friend groups in TV and movies. I'd watch them excitedly on screen, as though it was a fortune teller showing me a glimpse into my future great friend-having life. I always assumed that even if I didn't have the friendships that I saw on TV at that very moment, once I became an adult, they would surely materialize. And maybe you did too. We all hoped we'd find them in early childhood. Soulmate, best friends, born next door to you, just months apart. And if not then, we'd find them in middle school or in high school. And then we'll know them for the rest of our lives. And if that doesn't work out, everyone always says you get to reinvent yourself in college and find your people there. Yeah! But then we get to high school. And then to college. Or we don't go to college. Or we kept to ourselves in college. Or we experienced trauma during that time. Or the friendships we found didn't turn out the way we'd hoped. And even when they did, even in the best case scenarios, people change, people leave. We might not keep in touch. We might move, they might move. And those friendships become crystallized in our memory, revived only by an occasional Google search to see that, wow, Allison still works at the mall and she has a kid? We might still talk to them in our heads, hoping they will get the messages, but knowing they won't, and being mostly okay with that. No one tells you that the ages of 18 to 22 are pretty much prime friendship real estate. That's it. You're around the largest group of people your age that you'll ever be around in your life who are all very eager to create their friend groups. That's your shot. So you'd better have a normal college experience and the good fortune to be ready and able to meet your friend group exactly at that time, or else you'll get lost in the over 22 hellscape that is, how the hell do I make a friend now? It can feel like a cruel game of musical chairs that started years ago and we didn't even know it had started, let alone that it was, seemingly, about to end. In elementary school, I learned most of what I knew about friendships from TV, and TV had assured me that everyone got between 1 and 6 best friends. They were guaranteed. And maybe I just had to wait a little longer until the cruel politics of high school subsided to find them. And I knew exactly what to look for when that happened. The types of best friends everyone in pop culture seems to get. Your steadfast, biggest fan best friend who is always there to be extremely silly with you and remind you how incredible you are. They are kind and empathetic and the one person who always shows up with soup if you experience even the slightest disappointment. The coworker you don't really see outside of work, but when you're at work, you leave thoughtful snacks on each other's desks. The wild friend who is more adventurous and reckless than you are and pushes you to expand the limits of who you think you can be. Or, if you're the wild friend, the more reserved friend who you're constantly encouraging to push the limits of who they think they can be. The, wow, I didn't expect this friendship to blossom the way it did, and yet here we are, friend you didn't see coming, and it was the best surprise of your whole life. And a bunch of other ancillary friends we'll told will be fun to hang out with for a while at least, lighting up your teens and 20s like a well-ornamented, these are my people, tree, shedding leaves painlessly as needed. No painful friend breakups, no falling outs, no heartbreak, just brief cameos that drift away with ease, and everyone is still whole afterward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?